Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
No, I want to know which company you are representing.
We do dietary supplements and skincare.
But why do you charge that was a charge? It was not even. That's I want to put in dispute.
I have to pull up your account to see exactly what you have, sir. Can I get your zip code, please?
48236.
I'm sorry, what was that?
48236.
4236.
48236.
Okay, bear with me for one moment.
Yeah.
Okay, can I get your first and last name, please?
What is it?
Your first and last name.
No, but I want to know why you charge on that one. Because nobody has ordered that one.
I have to pull up your account to see exactly what you have, sir.
See, I'm going to put in dispute. I'm not going to put it. No, no. Hold on. 1 minute. Charge kari mummy na card upar.
Hi there. This is the daughter of the person, Pushpa Patel.
Yes, I need his first and last
Hello?
Name. Yes, ma'am.
Patel. Patel. P-A-T-E-L. His name is Pushpa, P-U-S-H-P-A.
Okay, thank you for that information. Can you verify the address for me, please?
The address? Sure. 1413 BRYS Drive, Grosse Pointe Woods, Michigan, 48236.
Thank you for that information. I do see where he originally purchased a fitness watch. He originally purchased it for $695 on the 11th of October. That was a 14-day trial. He had 14 days to call and cancel if he did not want to be charged the full retail price of that watch. It's not a reoccurrent charge. It is a one-time charge. And it charged him the full retail price.
We didn't request it. We didn't request it. That's what he's trying to say.
Are you stating he didn't request a charge or he didn't purchase the watch?
He did not purchase the watch.
Okay. Is he sure he didn't purchase it for $695 on the 11th of October?
Let me ask him. Did you buy a watch for $6.95? No, he did not.
Gift. It was not money.
Kone aapyu to tamne?
It was a gift.
So he doesn't want that. So,
okay.
No.
So is he stating that the charges are fraudulent for the $6.95?
He didn't purchase it, and he doesn't want the plan or anything associated with it. That's what he's trying to say.
I do understand. I just need to verify that he's stating that the charges are fraudulent.
Correct.
Okay. Now, I do want to inform you that our company do take fraud viewers seriously, so who's ever responsible for these charges, the company will prosecute them to the fullest extent. Now, is he sure that he didn't give anyone permission to use his card information in order to purchase the watch for $695?
That's what he's saying.
Okay. Is he sure he didn't purchase the watch for
$695? Before you can dispute, you have to verify that you did not purchase, and you have to make sure that you did not give anybody permission. Gift from who? You can't accept gifts from people. That's what she's trying to say.
I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you. There was a system alert coming through the phone. So he's saying no, we don't. He said they mailed it to him. He never requested it.
Okay, see, it can't just be mailed just like that. It was purchased for $6.95. We don't just mail out our products.
Okay, so what about that additional charge that's on the card? What is that for?
That's the full retail price of it, because it was only for a 14-day trial for $6.95. That's what I'm trying to make sure he didn't purchase it for $6.95 before I get him over to the fraud department.
Okay, $74 charge for.
That's how much the watch cost. See, he only got it for the shipping. Yes, he only got it for the shipping of $6.95 for 14 days. And once it's...
Okay, you know what? The cell phone keeps cutting in and out. I'm going to put you on a speaker because it just keeps cutting in and out. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I'm hoping this is easier for you to hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, so how do we get this charge off of his credit card? That's what I'm trying to find out to help him do that.
Okay, it's different steps that I have to take. See, right now, that's what I'm trying to get some understanding is, if he's stating that the charge is fraudulent for $6.95. We're going to get to the $7.95 charge, but right now, we're stuck on the $6.95 charge. He's stating that he received a gift. Now, it could have offered him the watch as a gift, and he only had to pay the shipping to receive it of $6.95. See, that's what I'm trying to understand.
Gotcha.
Is he stating that he was offered the gift, and all he had to pay was the shipping of $6.95, or did he not just purchase it at all? Someone took his card, used his information, purchased it. Because once we get him over to the fraud department and they start the fraud process, they're going to open up an investigation. They're going to prosecute whoever responsible for it. And then if it falls back to be on him, that's going to be an issue.
Gotcha. So did you received it as a gift? Did you accept it as a gift? Yes. He said, yes, he accepted it as a gift. Did you know you have to pay shipping charges? Only shipping charges, he said, yes.
Okay, yeah. So that's not fraudulent. That means that he really purchased it for $6.95. He just didn't read the terms and conditions stating that it was a 14-day trial and he had to call and cancel before his trial was up. So because he did not receive, because he didn't cancel in time, it charged him the full retail price of that watch, which was $74.95, including a warranty, which was $15. So that's how I got to $74.
Okay, so how does he return that then if he doesn't want it? Because I think he was, you know what, this guy just suffered a heart attack last 11th and came home 13th. Last thing I need is him getting heated up and me taking him to the hospital again.
Okay.
So what can I do to resolve this?
Okay, now I do understand and I'm sorry to hear that. Now, the watch is a very great product. It does help with daily activities, keeps it track of your steps.
He doesn't need it. Unfortunately, he's on so many medications. My mom had a stroke. So, not to cut you off, but I have a nurse coming in a half an hour. I need to get my mom dressed. So, I just want to let me know what I need to do to resolve and help you, because you're helping me resolve this.
Correct. Okay. Due to the misunderstanding, what I can do is offer a one-time courtesy fee. That's a 35% refund on that $74.95 charge.
My dad doesn't want it. That's what he's trying to say. He didn't even use it yet. It's in the box still. So can we return it and mail it back to you guys?
Allow me one moment. I'm going to place you on a small brief hold to speak with my supervisor and see what more I can do for you.
Help my mom while you're doing that. Okay.
Okay, after speaking with my supervisor, I can issue a 50% refund on that $74.95 charge. I'm sorry, ma'am. The phone is breaking up.
To be honest, I'm heated up. I know he hasn't me. He said, I haven't used it. He's very, I have his heart agitated. I just can't rest. Like, you need proof that he was in the hospital. I can send that to you guys.
Okay. One moment. I will speak with my supervisor. Hello? Are you still there?
Yeah, I've been talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. The phone was going out. I couldn't hear anything you stated. I'm going to speak to my supervisor about you returning the watch. Give me one moment, and I'm going to see can you return it. Bear with me for one moment.
Sure.
Okay. After speaking with my supervisor, I can go ahead and refund you the $74.95, but I have to subtract a restock fee of $9.95 from that, and you also can return the watch. You have to return it within 7 days.
Okay. So how do I return the watch within 7 days? Give me instructions so I can do that.
Okay, one moment. I'll provide you with the address. So I'll be refunding $65 back into the account. And I can just provide you with the address. You can just return it. Is it still in the box? Has it been opened?
I don't think so, and I'll confirm again because I need to confirm things with him. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay.
Dad. He's used it to look at what it was inside, he said. He didn't know what the box contained. So he
okay. I'm guessing you can reseal that box and just send it back.
Just the shipping box has been opened.
Okay. Yeah, you can just reseal it and send it back. Make sure you write the address on it. I'm going to provide you with an address on where to return it.
Things get lost. Yeah, things get lost. You know how that is. Okay. Can you give me the return address, please?
Yeah. It's 11551.
Okay.
East 45th Avenue.
Okay.
Unit C, Denver, Colorado, okay. 80239.
Okay. And then the name of the company that I should be returning it to?
Fitness Watch.
Okay. All righty.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, and the credit card will be automatically adjusted, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
Perfect.